Bob Bulbing with you for the Mystery Project. Parental guidance is fine for television warnings, but Albert believes he's past that now that he's an adult television journalist. But the word hasn't filtered through to his father, Isaac, and Isaac has just arrived in Ottawa to share more than morning tea with his son. It's Albert's life and career we're talking about. Albert's Father, Episode 1, Privilege, by Henry Comore, starring Marvin Goldhar and John Stalker.
Like kids in the schoolyard, the opposition yelled, "The dollar is too high." And the government yelled back, "No, it's not." And then it was a free-for-all. "Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Tis, tisn't, tis, tisn't." Even hardened reporters held their hands over their ears. But when the leader of the opposition stood up in this place and accused the government of a secret agreement with the United States to keep our Canadian dollar at an artificial level, and the Prime Minister walked out of the House, the cries of treason reached a level of decibels any self-respecting rock group would envy. Albert Bloom, UNN, Ottawa.
An annual Metro girl.
But is it true?
What true?
The secret deal, is it true? That was a good story.
That sentence was too long for TV, too complicated. I should know better.
So, what's that you got?
What does it look like? It's a cheesecake, your favorite.
You made a cheesecake?
I made a cheesecake.
You bought it?
No, I walked into the shop and held them up with a gun.
It's not a Finkelman's cheesecake, that I know.
No, it's from the best patisserie in Ottawa. They're Belgian.
Belgian? They make cheesecake in Belgium?
I'll cut you a small piece. If you don't like, don't eat.
He wants me to eat cheesecake from Belgium, of all places, without a glass tea.
Look, the kettle's on. What's the matter, Dad? Is nothing right?
What's the matter? I don't like Goyish cheesecake without a glass tea. That's a crime now? Didn't I say your story was good?
You always say my story's good.
Uh-huh. The father praises the son. This is a crime now.
Dad, stop it. What's the problem here?
It's Ottawa.
What's Ottawa?
All this Michigas is... it's not Toronto, Epis, that's what.
Look, Dad, you don't have to stay here. You still have the apartment in Toronto.
Finally.
Finally what?
You want I should go? Okay, I'll go.
Dad, did I say I wanted you to go? Did I say that?
I'm too old to argue. The kettle is boiling. You want I should make a glass tea?
That would be very nice. Thank you. I'll get it.
Who rings for me in this place?
Albert Bloom.
Mr. Smutka.
Dad, do you mind? Hello, yes.
Monsieur Bloom?
Oui?
Monsieur Bloom, I have some information for you.
What sort of information? Who are you?
I cannot tell you that.
Can you give me an idea of what this is about?
No. On the telephone, ce n'est pas possible.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. Bonsoir, monsieur.
So who was it?
Yes, a nut.
In this place, everybody's a nut. You want a piece of this cockamamie cheesecake?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
So explain. This is not on the telephone. He has a story for you? Here.
Yeah, thanks. He says he has a story, but he won't give his name or tell me what the story's about. That kind of aggravation I don't need.
But what if it's a scoop? You miss a scoop because you don't want aggravation?
Dad, please, if it's a real story, I can smell it. This one, take my word for it, is a bust.
I got it. Isaac Bloom.
Dad.
Mr. Bloom, Tim Beard at UNN. Is Albert there?
Where else would he be in this weather? Albert, it's Mr. Television News.
Tim, take no notice of that. He's one of his kvetching moods. What can I do for you?
So now I'm a kvetcher. Yes, a question, and I give an answer.
Shah!
Albert, I've just been on to Abe. He had a call. The Prime Minister's making a secret trip to Camp David tonight. It could be big, Albert. I think you should go. Could be a big scoop. A great story tonight, by the way.
Thanks. Does Abe, in his wisdom, know what the trip's about?
It's big, Albert. I know it's big.
Well, I talked to my source in the Privy Council office an hour ago. Not a word. Why tell Abe and not me?
Abe owns the network. It's that simple. It's the secret deal, Albert. I know it is. It'll be a great story. Luther's on his way to pick you up. There's a U.S. air flight in 50 minutes, nonstop to Washington.
Luther? Come on. Tim, have a heart.
I thought he was your favorite cameraman. He'll do a great job. There he is now. Give my president.
Luther, such a pleasure. Come in, come in.
Looking good, Mr. Bate.
I shouldn't complain. Hi, Luther. I'll be with you in a minute. Just getting my emergency supplies.
Right you are, Mr. B.
What is this? Where are you going?
The Prime Minister is making a secret visit to Bill Clinton. We're going to eavesdrop. Here, Luther, take this down to the car, will you? I won't be a moment.
Okay, Mr. B. Goodbye, Mr. B.
Mr. B. Mr. B. He doesn't have his cheesecake. So, when will you be back?
Tomorrow, probably. It's another of Tim's wild ideas. I don't even know if there's a story. Watch the news.
What else do I do? Kiss your father. You didn't drink your tea.
You'll make me another when I come back. Goodbye, Dad.
Hey, my son, the reporter. I'm coming already. Isaac Bloom, yes.
Monsieur Bloom?
That's my name.
Albert Bloom?
I'm his father. Can I help you?
I must see him. I have important information for him.
Albert's not here. He's on an important story.
This also is very important.
You say this is a big story, a scoop.
It is a very big story, Mr. Bloom. It will make your son famous.
Famous he's got already. Listen, mister, my son told me you don't give a name, you won't say what's the story. In the news business, it's goodbye Tipperary.
Pardon? Je ne sais pas. Ah, je comprends. You are a reasonable man, Monsieur Bloom, and you wish to ask questions. Questions that I can perhaps answer?
Uh-huh. Now we're getting someplace. Tell me... Is this a government story?
Oui.
Uh-huh. And would you by any chance be, Mr. X?
Monsieur X? Ah, je comprends. Oui, Monsieur Bloom, you can call me Mr. X.
So, it tells me what it's about and gives a name. Where's the problem? Listen, mister, maybe you give me this story.
1 hour. You meet me in the parking lot, Dalhousie and York. A blue Plymouth. You get in passenger seat and wait.
Hey, mister. Hello? Hello? Albert, I think your father is making a fool of himself. Driver. This is York and Dalhousie?
This is it, the 6 1/4.
Can you see a blue Plymouth in the parking lot?
No. Oh, wait a minute. There, right at the end there, against the wall.
Thank you, thank you. Here, keep the change.
Oh, yes, Lord. Let's hope this is kosher. Oh, what a place this ought to be. In Toronto, at least, there'd be people around. Yeah, everybody goes home. Hello? Anybody in the car? Ivey, this I don't like.
Do not turn round, Monsieur Bloom. I'm going to pass you an envelope. Sit there for 5 minutes, get out, and go home. Give the envelope to your son. Do you understand?
Can I ask a question?
Oui.
Why all this cloak and dagger? You in trouble, maybe?
Bonsoir, Monsieur Bloom. Give the envelope to your son.
I only ask. Go in good health. Yitzhak, Yitzhak. James Bond, you ain't. But this guy ain't so smart either.
I tell you, Tim, it was very suspicious. All we got was a photo op, and right at the end, the president drops his little bombshell. Here, I'll play the audio tape.
The Prime Minister tells me that up in Canada there's talk of some secret deal about the Canadian dollar. Well, I can assure you folks that there's no such deal with this administration.
And then they go back in the house, no questions, nothing.
Were CBC and CTV there?
No, of course not. We got the scoop, such as it is. But why? I think it smells, Jim. I think they're setting us up, but I can't figure out why. You want to go with it?
You're in Washington. Everything smells. Get your flight back. I'll call you after the morning meeting. By the way, your father's been calling. He says to call him. It's urgent.
What else is new? If he calls again, tell him I'm on my way home. And yes, I'd like a glass of tea. Thanks a bunch. You did what?
Don't get so hot. I got you a big story, maybe.
You could have got yourself killed. Talk about Meshuggah. You get in some man's car in a place you don't know for what. Tell me, for what?
For this. Weed. It's a big story.
I see. Mr. Aficionado of the news. You think this is a big story?
I can read, can't I? The government of Canada agrees as a confidential annex to the free trade agreement to exert every effort to maintain the Canadian dollar above 85 cents U.S. Signed and sealed. That's a big story.
How do you know it's genuine?
Of course it's genuine.
It looks it, I admit, but it could be forged. I can't use this, Dad. Who was this guy? If I knew he was genuine and had genuine access, then maybe. Unless
what? Albert. Unless what?
Unless I get independent confirmation.
So who are you ringing, Shaq?
Privy Council office?
Dick McDonald, please.
Who's calling, please?
Albert Bloom.
One moment.
Who is this guy?
We go back a long way. I trust him completely. He's never lied to me.
Albert, what's up?
Dick, I've got a document in my hand that I think is the smoking gun everybody's been looking for.
Albert, you can't use it. I flew down just to tell you that. Ames told the Prime Minister.
He did what?
Listen, Albert. The PM's fighting mad. He said if we go with this, he'll come down on us like a ton of bricks. Ames worried about the CRTC hearings. You know, his license. You know how it is.
Okay, calm down, Tim. I know I can't use it as it is. Why the hell can't Abe keep his mouth shut? Listen, if I get it confirmed, then what?
Well, who's going to confirm it?
Remember Woodward and Bernstein. I'm going to steal a trick from them. I'm going to make a phone call. You listen in and don't even breathe.
Privy Council office?
Yes, it's Albert Bloom. Put Dick McDonald on, please.
I can't talk, Albert.
You don't have to say a word. If the document is a fake, put the phone down. If it's genuine, just give me 5 seconds of silence.
I'm going to ring Abe.
We've got a scoop!
This document, which a highly placed source confirms as genuine, is proof positive that a secret agreement, long denied by the government, does exist and remains in force. The Prime Minister's office refused all comment.
Switch it off, Dad, enough already.
It's great. It's great. Pour me another drink. Wind it back. Let's watch it again.
I'll get it. Hey, not so much of a hoo-ha, we can hear you.
Mr. Albert Bloom?
Who wants to know?
I'm Sergeant Withers. This is Sergeant Gauthier, RCMP. Mr. Albert Bloom?
I'm Albert Bloom.
Mr. Bloom, I have a warrant for your arrest. You were charged with theft under $1,000 and breach of national security.
Mr. Bloom, stand up. You're asking this court to believe that the document specified in the charges was given to you by a person you refused to identify.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you also say that you obtained confirmation of the accuracy of the document from a source whom you also will not identify, claiming the protection of Section 2B of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, I've examined the precedents, Moissa and Alberta and others, and I find that the protection you seek is not available to you. I order you to name the individuals from whom you claim to have received this information. And I must warn you that failure to answer will place you in contempt of this court. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm afraid I can't answer.
You mean you will not answer?
I mean, Your Honor, that as a journalist, I may not answer.
You're in contempt of this court, Mr. Bloom. I sentence you to spend the night in a prison cell. You will appear before me at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I will give you an opportunity to purge your contempt. Court is adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Be standing. Mr. Judge.
Silence.
Shut up, Dad. Listen, Judge.
Order.
I'm the guilty one. I gave him the document.
Silence.
This court will come to order. If there is any further disturbance, I will hold those responsible to be in contempt. You, sir. Come forward. What is your name?
Isaac Bloom, Judge.
Mr. Bloom, do you have evidence to give that is pertinent to this case?
Do I have evidence, or do I have evidence?
Yes, that is exactly the question I'm asking, Mr. Bloom.
You're asking, and I'm telling.
Step into the witness box. Clerk, I believe Mr. Bloom wishes to affirm.
Don't do this, Dad. I don't need it. Go back to Toronto for once in your life. Keep stum.
Mr. Bloom, once again, you are in contempt. Take him down. Remove him from my court.
Don't listen to him, Your Honor. He's a madman. Don't listen to him.
Now then, you say you gave Mr. Bloom the document.
I gave it to him, yes.
And from whom did you receive it?
Uh-huh.
What did you say?
That's the question.
Indeed, that is the question, and what is the answer?
Uh-huh.
I warn you that if you do not answer the question, I will find you in contempt.
I can't answer. It's a privilege.
You mean privileged.
You see?
You're not a journalist. You cannot claim privilege.
My son is a journalist. I was his agent.
Are you refusing to tell this court from whom you received the document?
I'm sorry, Judge. I can't tell you.
I find you in contempt of court.
Albert.
Don't talk to me. I'm not talking to you.
Fine place you got here. Very cozy. What's with the bucket?
What bucket? It's not for washing in, Dad. Oh, my God.
What? What?
Why'd you have to draw my attention to it? I wasn't even thinking about it.
So if you want to go, go.
I can't.
Listen, Albert, I'll tell you a secret. When you were a little pisher, I changed your diapers all the time. If your mother could see us now.
If Ma could see us now, she'd be making chicken soup and kreplach and scheming how to smuggle it in.
Better she should smuggle us out.
Oh, now he says it. Why didn't you just tell the judge that you didn't see the man in the car and you can't say who gave you the paper because you don't know?
Because if I said that, I'd be committing perjury. Then I could really go to jail.
What are you saying? You're telling me you know this guy? You know who he is?
Sure. You think I'm a greener?
I know I shouldn't ask this. What's a greener?
I'm greener. Greenhorn. A greenhorn I'm not. Born yesterday, I wasn't.
Or the day before yesterday. Okay, so who is he?
His name is Gene Herbert. He works for the government. He lives on St. Julian in Hull.
How do you know all this?
He keeps his car ownership and his driver's license in the glove compartment of his car. So sue me, I looked.
How do you know he works for the government?
I made a phone call.
Why didn't you tell me all this before?
Well, what chance did I have? I leave a message at the television news, you don't call. And after your story was such a smash, it didn't seem to matter. Then the Mounties got their man, and it was too late already.
Well, you're going to have to give his name in court tomorrow morning. If we live that long.
I got a better idea. You call your friend Dick in the Pisher's office.
You mean Dick McDonald in the PCO?
That's the fella.
Well, why on earth should I call him?
He's your friend? You trust him?
Yeah.
Well, he's not so smart. I found his business card in the glove compartment also.
I trusted him completely.
That's why I thought it was kosher.
And I said my source was privileged, that bastard. Pass the bucket, Dad.
Mr. Bloom, the charges against your son have been withdrawn. Therefore, the question of his contempt of court has become moot. You, however, are different. Very different. It is with some trepidation that I ask whether you have anything to say for yourself.
Certainly, Your Honor.
I hope you'll be brief.
If I offended you, I'm sorry. I was fighting for my son. If you have the mitzvah of children, Judge, you will know from where I'm speaking.
Have you finished?
You asked for brief, he got brief. Your Honor.
Yes, I do have the blessing of children, Mr. Bloom. That is the meaning of mitzvah, is it not?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes. Do you have other children, Mr. Bloom?
I had a daughter, Leah Sholem. She had cancer. And you, Judge?
Two girls and a boy.
Following their father's footsteps?
My son, yes. Well, if there was any contempt in this court, Mr. Bloom, we're both sorry for it, I think. You are dismissed. Court is adjourned.
All rise.
So? How's the cheesecake?
Yeah.
That good, eh?
Albert,
Are
you going to tell me or not?
Tell you?
The document. Was it real or was it forged?
Well, they got 10,000 experts who say the signatures are forgeries, so the paper we had was a fake. That's how I got off. They can hardly charge me with stealing a secret document if it's a forgery.
So if they knew it was a phony in the first place, why did they arrest you in the second place?
Aha!
Albert, don't give me the aha. Answer the question.
Two possibilities. We were getting too close to the truth, and they planted a forgery on me. That way, they could sell everybody on the idea that I was either very naive or politically motivated and scare us away from the story.
That's only the one possibility.
The document was genuine. There is an agreement. And the experts are lying.
So, what about the story?
The story? How about the 52-year-old journalist who thought he'd seen it all? He knew not to listen to crazies on the telephone promising scoops. He knew the owner of his beloved network, the great Mumser Abe Slater, was in bed with the prime minister. He even knew that politics is a dirty game in which you wear a protective cup at all times. What he didn't know is that he was going to get blindsided...
by his father yet.
By his father yet. Who am I going to trust now, Dad? Who am I going to trust now?
I just wanted to help you get a scoop.
I don't need a scoop. I need a shovel.
What do you want for my life, Albert? I'm sorry. That ain't good enough. You want to hit me over the head? You want to throw me out? Go ahead. I've been thrown out of better places. Tomorrow I go back to Toronto.
If that's what you want, okay.
It's okay by you, it's okay by me.
You still don't understand, do you, Dad? Journalism is my profession, it's my life. You've got to let me do it my way.
A regular Frank Sinatra.
I don't mind making a fool of myself. I just don't need help from my father.
Okay, I get the message. So now what?
Now, we go on to something else.
Like what, for instance?
Like how come you told the judge mitzvah means a blessing? You know it means a good deed, God's will.
Albert, there's an old saying. The reward of a mitzvah is another mitzvah. The judge let me off, didn't he? So he performed my mitzvah. And tonight he'll sleep good. Now it's my turn.
To perform a mitzvah?
To make tea for my son, the reporter. It's your turn to sit, my turn to make. So sit. Switch on the TV. It's time for the news.
This has been the first episode of Albert's Father by Henry Komar, a play called Privilege. In the cast, you heard Marvin Goldhar as Isaac and John Stocker as Albert. With them were Ian Deacon as Luther and Ken James as Tim Beard. Special guest performers were Ron Hartman as Corrigan, Jacqueline Blay as Yvette, and the late Jean-Marc Amiot as Hubert. Ray Landry did the voice of Bill Clinton. Wayne Robson was heard as both the taxi driver and Dick, while Dennis O'Connor played the clerk and Sergeant Withers. Music for the series was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The casting consultant was Linda Grierson. Script consultant was James W. Nickel. The recording engineer was John McCarthy. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Nancy McElveen was the associate producer. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. Albert's Father was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of the Mystery Project. I'm Bob Bolving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments.